The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 33 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we begin hour number two of Home Show Radio. Got to get the old pipes cleared up here. Home Show Radio, we're here for you every Saturday, every Sunday. And, of course, online, where you are here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, according to the Chad Man, who says, do you podcast? Subscribe to our Home Show Radio podcast at Apple's Podcast Library or Spotify, because there's a lot to see at homeshowradio.com. Connect with Home Show pros, ask questions, find answers, watch videos. Lots of videos. Actually, there are a lot of them. And we have a YouTube channel. We do Facebook Live and YouTube Live every Thursday at 4 for the most part. I have I've got what they call AT. It's the training exercise we do once a year in the Guard. And so I have that next month where I'll be shacking up with everybody. We will be spending 4 nights of training and marching and drilling. And I'm not sure what's on the agenda yet. We haven't got the rundown, but one thing I do know is they're going to be rating everybody on their marching, their drill, what we call drill. So we'll have to see, and ceremonial stuff. And it's important when it gives you discipline, makes everybody work together. So that'll be next month. I forgot the dates. I think it's around the 12th, the 15th, somewhere in there. It's the week before Thanksgiving. And then, of course, Thanksgiving, we were going to have a big whoop-de-doo here. I don't know what you're doing at your house, but it seems like my kids are slowly backing out. So, that's okay with me. You know, just less work. I get to hang around, work on the cars, and do the stuff I like to do. Probably be harvesting fruit at that point. And they want to come. They're always welcome. My oldest boy was here yesterday. He flew out yesterday afternoon. He dropped by just to say hello. You go downstairs, you know, after the show, and there he is. So, Who dragged you in? Where'd you come from? Because he lives in Colorado. I'm here in town working this week. So, okay, well, that's good. See you later. I got to go drill. I was over at the San Jacinto Monument in my uniform yesterday with the rest of the Bravo team, and we were doing the stuff we were supposed to do once, our weekend a month, and next month is going to be the one longer week of training that we do every year to make sure the people of Texas have the Texas State Guard to help them out of any kind of disaster we have, whether it's hurricanes or wildfires or who knows. We haven't had any earthquakes, but let's say, why not? The way the world's going right now, you just don't know. But not every state has a guard, but Texas does. We've been around since the 1800s. And we are very proud of what we do, and we are the Texas military. We work with the Federals, which is the National Guard, and, of course, the Air National Guard, and whoever else needs us. We're there with them, and we work side by side, hand in hand. Not really. We're not supposed to do that with COVID, although we do work closely and make sure that the people of Texas always have protection and someone that can take care of them during very hard times. And we do get some crazy stuff with the hurricanes and things here. So we're always on alert and ready to go. Luckily, nothing. I haven't heard anything about, Delta that just came through? Usually the people in Louisiana, they head to Texas pretty quickly. In fact, we were getting notices that all the hotel rooms here were pretty well booked up. But apparently it went through very quickly, so a lot of people turned around and went back. I know some people actually, or I have my boss's kids live out there in Cameron in Louisiana, and it's been rough on those people. Most of them still don't have power, and they haven't had things picked up. And so you've always got to be prepared for these hurricanes. Yesterday we lost power. We had a transformer blow here at my house in Houston, and the power went out. of course, the few of us that have whole house generators came right back on. I didn't miss a beat during the show. Everything is on battery backup, and then it went straight to the generator, so I didn't even hardly know what happened except for the explosion and the flash of light. And my son coming up and sticking his head in the room saying, "Dad, did you see that?" I said, "Yes, but I'm on the air. I can't do anything." And apparently, I stayed on the air the whole time. So that was a good thing. We have a lot of backup here at Tynan Studios, as well as the Tynan Studios down in Brownsville, too. I don't want to go off the air, so I have generators in both places. I have everything I need to keep going and battery backups. And battery backups last about 15 minutes, so it's enough to get the transition to the generator going. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Scott. Scott, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I am good.
Get you off speaker.
Yes,
so
please.
I got a question about, metal building. I've got about a 15 by 20 I need to insulate, and I was going to put sheetrock up. I was wondering what product I ought to use.
You have a metal building you're going to insulate, and you're going to put sheetrock up, and you want to know what product for what, the insulation?
Yes, the insulation.
I would just use formaldehyde-free fiberglass. Pack it up against that metal real tight and put your sheetrock on, and that way it'll keep it from sweating.
Okay. What about the radiant barrier foam sheets?
I wouldn't use it for the metal building. No, I'd rather pack it. Because is it metal corrugated? It's got ribs in it, right? Yeah, you want that insulation to stick up against it, because if you leave air spaces in there, it's going to sweat. Like a beer can out by the pool. And then you're going to have puddles of water a little on the floor all over the place, because those sheets don't hold it together. If you put insulation where it would get in against it and then put that on there, I guess that would be fine. But I don't know if I'd go through all that.
Yeah, okay. All right. What about radiant paint on that? Is that going to do that?
If you use a radiant paint on the metal, it's going to sweat. Metal buildings sweat. Because you can't put anything against it. If you painted it and put something up against it, the radiant barrier doesn't work. It has to face an airspace. And the metal is a little different to deal with because of the quality of what it is. Now, it does have some low E qualities. I'll just use E because I can't get the word out, because it's metal. So you do have some radiant barrier effect with the metal itself, but if you're going to use a radiant barrier, it has to face an airspace.
Okay. So just like a R8 bats?
It doesn't matter. I don't know how deep the cavity is. Are you going to sheetrock against the steel? Okay, so you're going to create a different building inside of this?
Yes.
Okay, well, go ahead and insulate the R13 in the walls and R19 in the ceiling of this metal, of this wooden box you're building.
Right.
And I guess you're going to air condition it, if that's the case, and just air condition
it.
And don't do anything to the metal at all. Just stay away from it. And if you want to spray a radiant barrier on that metal, then you can.
So
I thought you were going to put the sheetrock on the ribs of the building.
No, so I'm going to put the 2x4s. And I'm going to sheetrock it as small and put a little split unit in there. Is it really going to?
No, just make sure the split unit's a little oversized and go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're creating a building inside a building, so it's fine.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But
don't overthink it. And I want you to know, it's not energy efficient. Doing a building like this is not an energy efficient building. You have to start from scratch into something totally different. So just accept what it is and get yourself enough air conditioning and put the R13 in the walls, R19 on the ceiling. And let the air move around it inside the building, and it'll be comfortable.
And so if I'm going to do that, do I even bother with the insulation? Just put up sheetrock and get a bigger air?
Well, no, I think I probably would insulate the wood frame.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Or you're going to need a really big air conditioner. So I'd probably insulate the wood frame.
Okay. Well, very good.
Just remember, with insulation, it goes against the skin of the conditioned air. The conditioned air would be inside the building. The skin would be the sheetrock. And so you want the insulation up against the sheetrock.
Okay. Well, I thought we were going to put the insulation against the metal so it's
No.
It's touching it.
Well, that's different. If you leave the whole thing open and you're not creating a cavity where it can't breathe, then you get the water problems. If you're not touching the metal at all and you're away from it and the air is moving around in the building, you usually don't have too much of a problem.
Oh,
it's when you create a cavity, it's a problem.
The bats?
Yeah, just do it like you would do it in a house. Yeah, paper side goes against the sheetrock.
Okay.
Just like a house.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not creating a cavity wall with metal on one side and sheetrock on the other. You have two separate walls.
Right. Okay.
So the air moves, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and we appreciate you calling. Always appreciate you listening, too. Most people listen. Some call and participate. Most like to listen as they're driving around doing things, and Houston's great for talk radio because so many of us are stuck in our cars all the time, and it's nice to have a friend in the car, and I will be your friend, as well as you can be mine. All right, Abacus Plumbing will be yours, too. If you have a plumbing problem, you need a good friend and needs to be a plumber. You have sewage backup, you have sinks that aren't working, you have toilets that aren't toileting. Oh, that's a bad one. You have showers that aren't showering. You have water that's not hotting. You have all these different issues that come up. And you say, what do I do? I want hot water. I want my toilets to work. I don't want sewage sludge in my tub or my walk-in shower. It's not good. And it happens once in a while. And when it does, no worries, because you have the right number. You listen to the show, you know about homeshowradio.com, and you know that Abacus Plumbing is there for you. You can count on Abacus to get the job done. In fact, it's easy to remember their phone number, 713-PLUMBING. That's right. You just need to learn how to spell plumbing. It has a B in it. But besides that, it's 713-PLUMBING, Abacus Plumbing. The reason they called themselves Abacus, well, back then phone books with an A, that was always important. But most importantly, it is a counting device, the original calculator, from a lot of people will tell you, and you can count on it, and you can count on Abacus Plumbing. So give Abacus Plumbing a call if you have any plumbing issues at all. That's 713-PLUMBING, 713-PLUMBING. All right, call me. We'll talk until 9 o'clock today. Then we're going to hand it over to the Texans football. These guys are getting ready. They've got a long day of keeping you entertained with all the different football stuff that's going on. The Texans play the Jaguars at noon, and when there's a noon game, we go off at 9 o'clock and we go on at 7, which we did this morning, and the sun comes up at 7:27, I noticed, at least when I saw it. So that's Tom Tynan's official time. I think I was probably pretty close. All right, let's get to the calls. First off, 281-496-5711 is the number you can call for the next 45 minutes and talk about home improvements before we turn it over to sports guys. And let me tell you something. To be a sportscaster, everybody thinks, oh, man, I want to be a sportscaster. It's so easy. You just talk about, oh, look, he made a touchdown. Oh, look, he's running fast. Oh, look. No, it is an incredibly grueling career. It really is. I mean, it's fun for the guys that really enjoy doing that stuff. It's incredibly rewarding, and people like doing it. But you have to watch all the games. Games you don't even care about. You have to learn all the stats. You have to do all the prep. You have to have all this paperwork done. You have to have all these numbers. You have to have opinions on everybody, people you don't even know about. To me, I'm just talking about hammers and nails and stuff. It's a lot easier. Let's talk to Bill next. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
My question today is regarding the roof and gutters. Back in the day, I had my gutter system put on, and a sponsor of yours did the work for me. So I put a gutter guard on half the house, because the half the house is where I had the problem with pine needles.
Right.
Well, I've since learned that with these storms and the swirling winds, the back half of the house now gets the pine needles. And so periodically I do have to go out and clean some of the corners and the drains. Now, does custom gutters offer, you know, the same system? Or, you know, I think you have the same leaf guard system that I do.
I do.
You know, yeah. How do I address now the fact that
they have a system? It's a little different, but yes, okay. And they definitely can custom fit the gutters. with this system. It's not as prominent. You don't really see it. As far as I know, it snaps on the top, but it does a great job, and they will take care of that for you. As far as what you did, and I did the same thing. I had Gutter Professionals of Houston before they decided to close down and go into retirement and move to the islands or whatever they're doing, and I wish them the best.
Good for them.
Yeah, and that's all it was. Is it was just time to retire, and they just felt it was best to go that way. And I think it's good, and we found a good replacement for them that's going to take care of all the issues that they were going to. You know, you always had in case it got dirty again and whatever, the custom gutters will take care of you. But as far as that goes, I did the same thing. I put the guard under where the trees were, and I didn't put it over where my garage was. And before Hurricane Harvey hit, I noticed my gutters were sagging over there, and I went up and they were just full of leaves. So yes, the wind blows that stuff everywhere. I said, holy moly, what did I do? So luckily I was able to, after Hurricane Harvey, and I cleaned it out, so I got through that. But I had to clean it again too before I finally got the cover put back on. But yeah, people need to realize those things do blow around, and you know, we think we can outsmart them and save some money, but those leaves will win. They win every time.
Yeah, truly, I didn't think I had the need, but you know,
I didn't either.
But you look at it now, and it's like, well, you know, it's the profile now that I look at, and putting a different gutter on, and not compatibility, but just, you know, I figured out how to clean the gutter that I have that's existing with the cover, you know, and then there's the one that's open. So it's like, why don't I just close it all off and be done with it?
Yeah, so. And it'll all look like it looks now. So it's going to look fine, and those people can take care of it for you. But definitely, if you're getting leaves, you don't want to get up there cleaning those gutters. And there's so many good solutions out there today, and they have a great one for you, and we had a great one before. So that's silly for people to clean gutters.
Well, you have a good day, and thank you for all your help.
Oh, you're very welcome, and you have a good day, too. And that's what we do here at Home Show Radio, no doubt about it. Let's see here. Let's talk to Terry. Terry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good, good. Appreciate your show. Hey, I bought an older home. It has paint on the cedar siding, but I'm thinking about trying to get the paint off that cedar siding. I know it's a little difficult. What would be the best remedy? And somebody told me to use a planer, a wood planer.
To get what off?
Paint. Because, again,
No, wait, yeah. I had to make sure I had the question right.
Yeah, yeah.
A planer?
Yeah.
No. No, okay. No, a belt sander or something, yes, if it's a smooth surface, but no planers. Keep all your, if you even have one, just keep it in the garage.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. All
right. But what do you use? I mean, I'm kind of new at this, so.
Oh, okay. What is painted that you want to get the paint off?
The whole house. The house is a cedar siding, and they.
It's a cedar.
Yeah.
It's okay. Cedar. And cedar's been painted. Is the paint peeling, or is it just ugly?
Yes.
Okay, are you trying to stain the cedar, or are you going to repaint it?
No, I wouldn't like to repaint it. It's nice. It's very attractive.
Yeah, no, because I was going to tell you, if you want to stain the cedar, forget it. You're out of luck, because you'll never get the paint off cedar. Cedar's very porous, and when you paint it, which is fine to paint it, it just goes into the grain so deep, you would need a planer, I guess, to get it all out. You'd have to dig a quarter inch of it off. But as far as that goes, I would use a pressure washer, and I would do a strong pressure wash. You'll get a feel for it, not enough to tear the wood grains apart, but enough to get a lot of the paint off. And you don't have to get it all off. You need to get all the loose paint off. You need to get all the dirt off. You need to be able to go back and re-caulk your joints and whatever prep you have to do with the whole thing and make sure it's nice and clean. You really don't want to scrape or sand cedar, because it has a loose grain to it on the top, and that's what gives it its character. And once you start sanding it, it just becomes a mess. So it's really going to be a pressure washer and that kind of thing to get this to where it's paintable again. And then good quality house paint. Don't worry about if there's paint left on there. As long as it's not coming off and it's, you know, into the surface, it's fine.
Okay, cool. Appreciate your show always.
Oh, yeah, you bet. And no planers. When he said planers, just for those listening, you know, besides Terry, who already caught on to it, I thought, wait, I got the question wrong, because you wouldn't use a planer to take off paint. Thinking, no, I didn't hear it right. I have to hear it again. But I did hear it right. Okay. Anyway, we'll let that go. And careful when your neighbors tell you what to do things, but a planer? Planer's for taking, you know. Well, anyway, we won't go there. And very few people. I don't have one. I've got every tool in the world. I don't have a planer. Not even a hand planer anymore. I used to have some of those, but I don't have those anymore. They're very dangerous. You should not be planing things unless you're doing old custom doors, or you're doing some kind of antique stuff or faux antique, or you're doing, you know, you just don't go planing wood all the time. That's not with today's saws and cutting heads and things of that nature. All right. Ideal Roofing is a company you call when you need a new roof. They do all kinds of different roofs. Ideal Roofing has been in the roofing business for decades, and they are awesome at what they do. Ideal Roofing. They, oh, goodness. Ideal Roofing has a GAF, Master Elite Roofing Contractor. I'm trying to figure out the order I want to do all this. They're a Master Elite GAF Roofing Contractor, which means you get the longest and strongest warranties in the business. So if you're going to use a traditional shingle, and the GAF shingles, some of them come with lifetime warranties. They'll talk to you about the warranties. They'll sit down with you. They'll explain to you the differences. The GAF will come out and do an independent inspection for some of the warranty packages that you buy. It's quite impressive. Then they do exotic roofs, you know, like the Boral steel roofs. They'll do metal roofs. They'll do of all kinds steel roofs. They will do the put on tile roofs. They've done traditional tile roofs for me on some of the jobs I did back in the past when I was building homes actively. They do everything, and they do repair work too. And finally, just to kind of wrap this up, because you only have so much time to do this, or I do, is the fact that they're waterproofers. And they will waterproof things like patios that are leaking, things like that, walls that are leaking. They get in there, and if it's a flashing issue or something like that, they're the experts. They're the ones that take care of it. So when it comes to roofing, whether it's repairs or new, all kinds, and waterproofing your home, because they are waterproofers, call Ideal Roofing, 713-896-1122. They are that good. They have won more awards than any roofer I personally know, and which means that they're the top. They're the cream of the crop. They don't go all over the country, but they are the cream of the crop in the country. But they're here in Houston for you, and that's a beautiful thing, as well as I am too, and I hope that's a good thing too. That's Ideal Roofing.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
That's 281-496-5711. And we'll talk today about home improvements. That's what we do here. Only until 9 o'clock. So we have a little more than about a half hour, 30 minutes to go. And then we're going to hand it over to the pre-Texan sports game stuff. You know, they do all kinds of stuff, so I can't keep up with it. Because I have to go and do chores today here in Houston, because I flew in Friday. I got to fly back out tomorrow to Brownsville, get back to work at the Texas Southmost College, stay there probably a couple weeks, although I'm thinking of maybe coming in next weekend and doing my early voting and then going back down again. We'll see. But and so I might be doing the show from up here again. I don't know. And I want to say hello to all the Bravo team. Bravo Company with the 2nd Brigade, 4th Battalion Bravo. I'm part of that squad, and they are out practicing a little drills for those who needed a little practice today. And I know they're not listening because they're too busy. Left, right, right face, left face, then dress right, dress left, then arms, that kind of thing. So just be cool, practice. I'll practice in front of the mirror, so we'll be ready next month for our evaluation, and that's what they call it. We're going to have an evaluation, and we're all going to be ready. We got 4 days of training coming up next month here for the Texas State Guard. Let's see. I just wanted to fill a little bit, so we got these callers lined up. Let's talk to DJ. DJ, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
We've lived in the house for about 5 years, and we've kind of outgrown it. And one thing we've kind of been considering is turning in one of our garage into a living room or another room to live in. I was going to kind of get your feedback when we're trying to find contractors and whatnot to do this work on what should I look out for? Would you recommend doing something like that?
What you're going to turn what in? Something I missed there. Turn.
Yeah, I apologize. So our house is it's built in the 80s, so it's kind of small. And what our living room kind of connects to the garage, and so
you're going to convert your garage into a living space.
Kind of, yeah, we're going to like open up the wall.
Okay.
And we noticed that the floor obviously dips down.
Right.
And so we would need to raise it to make it, I guess, even.
And, now, you want to do this in a permanent way where it's never going to be a garage again, and you want to make it a really nice room and make it part of your house?
Yeah, I mean, we don't, that's okay. Kind of the same. We were thinking about possibly moving, but then with everything, we like the house, we love the neighborhood, so we plan to be here for a long time.
Okay, well, if you're going to stay in the house a long time, and the reason I say that is because when you lose your garage in a house, you lose a lot of people that would buy it.
Okay.
People don't like buying a home without a garage. It's just the nature you cut back. It's like a swimming pool. When you put a swimming pool in, you cut out a certain percentage of people that just don't want a swimming pool. But if you're okay with that, then the fact of the matter is you're going to treat this like a room addition. And yes, it's going to have to be a bigger job than you think, but you can convert the whole thing. You're going to need new air conditioning systems or additional ones. You're going to need wiring systems that'll have to be all updated and redone. You might have to increase the service to the house. Usually, is it a single car or a double car garage?
It's a double.
Okay, so you're looking at about 500 to 600 square feet. So it's pretty big, and then you got the floor issues. The doors are going to go. You're going to be putting windows and doors in, things of this nature. So are you going to hire someone, or are you planning on doing it yourself? What are you thinking about doing, or how are you going to approach this?
So I'm definitely wanting it to be done, you know, the right way. So and that's definitely not me being the general contractor.
Okay,
so
well then.
Ideally, I would like to find a contractor, but I would kind of like to get your feedback on what should I request. I'm not looking for the cheapest job, obviously. I'm trying
Well,
to
and
find
it has nothing to do. People always relate money to quality, and that's just baloney. Some guy can come in and charge you all kinds of money, and you get nothing for it. So don't equate money with quality, please. Everybody has to quit doing that. And somebody said, well, I want to build a perfect house, so that means it's going to cost more money. And no, it doesn't cost more money. It just costs – it's just hiring the right person who's going to put the same amount of work in, but he's going to take – they're going to take attention to the attention to the details, how it's going, not cutting corners, that kind of thing. But that doesn't mean it's going to affect you and your pocketbook. So you're going to pay anybody that's good about the same price to do whatever you're doing. Just so you know that, as long as it's apples to apples and you're dealing with good contractors, I would tell you to definitely in that group call Trifection. That's 281 Kitchen. They're the best remodelers in town, and they can handle this project easily, and you will be very pleased with it. But it has nothing to do with they're going to be more expensive than somebody else, because I've seen so many people just get ripped off for a lot of money and not get anything close to what they should have gotten. So that's something I want you to watch out for. When you talk to contractors, number one is these are the couple of the rules I follow that you can run off the bad apples. You ask them very succinctly, do you have a place of business? They need to have an office, a phone, someone who's answering it. They need to be go to work every day. You don't hire someone in a pickup truck that works out of his house, not for a project of this size.
Okay,
that's number one. It's not going to cost you more money. It's that's what a contractor that's going to do this, they're going to have a business, and they're going to be in business for a while. A carpenter is not a remodeler. A carpenter does carpentry work, and people confuse that all the time. Framers say, well, I can build you a house. I've been framing homes for years. No, you can frame the house. You can't build the house. There's 20, 30, 40 people involved, and you have to manage the whole project. So that's where people make mistakes all the time. Secondly, you want to make sure that they're insured. You want a certificate. You want to request a certificate of insurance mailed directly to you from the insurance agent. It's common practice. A good contractor will say, of course, we'll have it mailed to you. That way you know that they're actually insured. If they hand you something, it doesn't mean diddly squat, because they could have put on their copy machine, had insurance 2 years ago. Who knows what they did? So it has to be mailed to you. Number three is, if you're going to get into a project, once you get the pricing and stuff and you're really getting down to brass tacks, you want to call their bank and talk to their banker and make sure they're in good standing with their bank. And you want to make sure where they buy their materials. You could, like a lumber yard or something, call accounts payable and say, hey, I'm just checking out this contractor I want to hire. Do they pay their bills? And have they been doing business here for a long time? They'll tell you an account payable if the guy doesn't pay his bills on time. They don't. I mean, they're going to do it, you know, carefully, but they're going to say, no, he just got on board. We don't have a long track record with him. He's been doing business here for about 2 months. That's not a good sign. Oh, yeah, he's been doing business here for years. We know Bill. He's a good contractor. You'll get that kind of feedback if you want to go through that. But the fact of the matter, and this is the most important part, DJ, that you ask him for this, you're going to get a couple of responses. One is, of course, here it is, and we'll get you the rest, and they'll email it to you or whatever, and you'll get it real quickly, right? Then you know, hey, this guy's, he's being above board with me. Then you got references and stuff too. But when you'll hear somebody say, oh yeah, we're going to go now, but we'll get back to you with all that information, and you never hear from them again, don't call them, because they do not want to give up, or they cannot give up that kind of information. So all of a sudden, you can look at their body language and tell if they're going to even want to deal with you anymore, because if you're asking these kind of questions, then they might just say to themselves, no, this is not the client for me, because I can't put, you know, I can't smoke and mirror all over him. So that's what you're doing when you ask these questions, and it's amazing how you weed out the bad guys really fast, and you're not wasting your time, because it is a sin to waste a man's time, or a woman's time for that matter, but time is something we can't replace.
That's solid advice. I really appreciate the information, Tom.
Yeah, just ask the questions and watch their body language. And don't volunteer. Just look at them and see how fast they respond, where their eyes move. It's amazing. If people would do that more often, you can weed guys out. You can weed people out really quickly, whether it's a potential spouse or a business partner or someone you're going to hire. It's amazing. And people tend not to do that, and it's really important to watch.
Excellent. Thank you, Tom, for your time. Have a good day.
All right, DJ. You'll be fine. Call Trifection. You'll notice a difference with those guys, too. And then you can compare that stuff in your mind, which how one reacted and another didn't kind of thing. All right, Hardy Siding is definitely the siding you choose when you're in the Houston area, because we're Gulf Coast, man. We get all the hurricanes. We rough it out. We're tough. We're strong. And we like living by the ocean. We like living in Texas. We like living on the Gulf Coast. I do. I assume if you're here, unless you just like working here and making a lot of money, because Houston is definitely a town of opportunity. There's no doubt about that. It has been ever since I've known about Houston. Take it back to that movie, The Urban Cowboy, and bring it on from there. But Houston has been a place that you can, you know, do really well in. I had a friend that lived in Houston once. He said, go to Houston, work, make your fortune. Then you can take off and go somewhere else when you want. But that's the town to work in. And he was right. And I'm still here today. And I've decided this is my home. And I'm a military brat, so I never had a home. We moved every year or two. And wherever we were, we were. But no, this is what I adopted. And they adopted me. You guys adopted me. This is my home. But when it comes to siding, we adopted Hardy, because through the Harveys and the Francis and the Allisons, I'm going way back with those, and the Ikes and all the other stuff we get, guess what? Hardy is still there. It's still on the homes. It had to get washed off. It had to dry out, but it's still fine. The rest of the stuff, all in the trash. Nothing comes close. And when you get Hardy, you want it to look good. There's no doubt they're going to make the product outstanding, but you want it to look really good. And that's why you get a certified Home Show Pro and Elite Preferred Installer to install it for you. Hardy Siding. If you're going to reside your home, make sure you use someone good, someone who has the skills, someone who has the experience, someone who is at homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
There is a place where life, beauty, discovery, serenity, and science grows. And the Home Show Garden Pros will be broadcasting from that place. Next Saturday morning, the Houston Botanic Garden. Danny Milliken, Anina Nelson, and Joey Lenderman will be on hand for the opening weekend of Celebrating Africa. There'll be outdoor educational demonstrations on Caribbean plants and food, performances by FAM, children's activities, and more. Directions at hbg.org. Next Saturday, come by and take a walk in the Botanic Garden with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Like a macho man, I said I'll fix it myself. I can't tell already, I'm gonna need some help.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-496-5711. Let's talk to Olivia. Olivia, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was trying to see if you could tell me if there's anything that I can get to get some spots that sheetrock mud, that sheetrock mud felt. I got a few spots of it on my carpet. Is there anything that will take that up?
Is it just the mud?
It's just the mud.
Then it should come up with water on a rag.
Oh, good. I didn't know.
Yeah, if you haven't tried that, yeah, sheetrock will dissolve with water. As long as it's not painted, like on a wall or something,
right,
it'll wipe right up with water. It'll just dissolve into like a powder. It's not a big deal. It's
good.
Easy to clean up.
So, see, I had it cleaned. I had the carpet cleaned, but it didn't come up.
Well, if they had it clean and didn't come up, it's not sheetrock mud. It's got to be paint or something.
Okay.
But, okay.
If it's just like a steam clean.
Yeah, that would have brought the mud right up. Yeah.
Oh well, maybe it's something. Maybe it's
yeah.
Something
it's else. It's probably paint.
Okay. Okay. Now give me this name of this stuff to take the rust out. You gave it to me a long time ago, and I don't know what I did with it.
Take the what out?
It's some kind of jelly for rust.
Oh, rust, yeah. Naval jelly.
Okay, I couldn't think of that, and I misplaced
yeah.
it.
You brought back memories of my grandmother. She's the one that taught me that.
Okay, then, Tom, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I can remember my grandmother putting that naval jelly all over the sinks and everything, and she'd get me to clean stuff. And I said, what is this? She goes, just put it on there. She didn't like to do a lot of explaining. And I said, okay, put it on. And she goes, you wait. I'll come back in a half a day and wipe that off. All that rust will be gone. I said, okay, Noni, whatever. And it was. She shined that stuff up. She knew what she was doing. And there was always little bottles of naval jelly underneath her sink. This was back in Miami, Florida. She kind of raised me. Had a lot to do with me staying out of jail and stuff during the 70s in Miami when I was a very young man. Not even a man, a young boy, or a little older boy. Older boy, not young man yet, that kind of thing. Anyway, you know, the 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old Tom Tynan, who was not an easy person to rein in, that was for sure. Still not, but I'm old and mellow now, so it's better. Let's see here. We're going to get to Sean in a minute, but I want to tell you about Glass Doctor first. I have to stay on the clock because we have a hard out today because of football. Glass Doctor can replace the glass in your windows. And I say that, and you say, well, of course. Okay, Glass Doctor does windows. A lot of people don't realize it. They'll get cracks in windows. I had a call, I think it was yesterday, or it might have been last week. I'm not sure. But the fact of the matter is, they're buying a house. Some of the panes in the windows were cracked. Why, I don't know. It can be a lot of different things. Even foundation movement can crack glass in a window. And this person was concerned that they'd have to buy all new windows. And if the windows are in good shape, the answer is no. Why they're cracked, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is you replace glass in windows if you get the right company. It's not something you should do yourself. Working with glass is very dangerous. I have a friend, his name was Rudy, I won't use his last name, in Florida, who worked for a glass company. And he had a terrible accident one time where the glass broke. He had thousands of stitches put in his body because his body was beat up so bad. It was really horrendous. He's still around today. I see him on Facebook once in a while. He's his sister and I were friends, and his sister passed away from a heart attack. But most of my friends, for some reason, are all gone, who I grew up with. But as far as that goes, Rudy's still around, but I'll never forget that. So when you're working with glass, you want to be able to hire someone that really understands the nuances of it and the safety of it, whether it's mirrors, shower doors, glass in windows, glass in doors, storefront glass. They do commercial work. They do boarding up if you have an emergency where glass has been broken on your business or your house. When they come out and you have a window that's broken real bad, they will measure it because if it's a double pane system, they have to have the unit made, the piece of glass made to fit just right. And they'll board it up and secure it all for you. So when they come back and put the glass in, and you know, it's no more damage has been done. So they're full service. If you want to find out more about Glass Doctor and all the different services they have, because there's so many when it comes to glass that people kind of ignore, tabletop glass, all kinds of stuff, then go to their website. And you can visit their website by going to homeshow.com. Radio homeshowradio.com. That's homeshowradio.com, and visit. And you will see the different services they have. You'd be surprised what glass companies do. Shower doors, for one reason, people think you just go buy it from Home Depot. No, you have them made custom, because custom showers are all different sizes. You have frameless, you have some with frames, and say, oh, well, the frameless are the best way to go. Not necessarily. Some of the frames look really sharp and can really do some things. You get etched glass. You get all kinds of custom work done. They do everything. Glass Doctor. Find out more about it at homeshowradio.com.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's continue on with the show, and let's talk to Sean. Sean, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
We just got a full-size refrigerator put in the garage, and I would like to get the ice maker functional. How can I run water to that in my garage? Could I come off of the water heater?
Sure. You can come off of any kind of water source you have. It's all the same water. I mean, you wouldn't come off the hot side. You'd come off the cold side, but that's fine.
Correct. And that'd be the one with the valve up top?
Yes. Okay. And on a water heater, if you look on the top where the pipes go in, it will be stamped. One will be stamped cold. One will be stamped hot. And okay. So you want to go on the cold side. That's just the water that's feeding to the water heater.
Okay, so that plumbing up there is sweated in copper, maybe 3/4?
Well, if it's a copper pipe, there is a little connector that you don't have. You might have to drill a little tiny hole. I don't think so. In fact, I remember using one many years ago where you clamp it on, especially a copper, because copper is soft. Clamp it on, and then you screw it down, and it punctures into the line, and then you hook your little tube to it. In the old days, we used copper. Today, you use plastic, and you run it over to the ice maker and hook it on there. So there is a fitting that will probably puncture right through and cause a watertight connection and feed it, because you don't use a big tube. You use a little. I think it's a 3/8 tube.
Quarter inch,
that'd be fine. That could be. Yeah, it's. I don't hook up a lot of ice makers once in a while, but I remember doing that in my first house, crawling up in the attic, and I think I actually punctured through a galvanized pipe, if I remember right, because I remember I didn't turn the water off. But that was the one time I used that fitting, and I know you can probably still get them if you go to a plumbing supplier. You might even get them at the Home Depots and Lowe's. Thank you, Sean. I didn't know he said goodbye, so I said goodbye to you. Goodbye, Sean. All right. RCW Nurseries is the place you go. It's my favorite nursery when you want your trees. This is tree season. Trees. They like this weather. You give a tree time to set your roots. Once the roots are set, then when the spring comes, because then it starts getting hotter and hotter, they won't be so stressed, and they'll make it better. Of course, you have to watch out for the water. I did lose one tree this year because of the watering. Sprinkler systems just sometimes won't do it. But we had a very hot August, and it was August that did a lot of stuff in. And maybe you lost a tree or two. I know I have to go over there and get a tree, probably going to do it next month, and plant one more, replace that tree that I lost. And you might be going through the same thing. Remember, they have their own tree farm. When you have your own tree farm, those trees are acclimated to our weather. And their tree farm, if they're growing trees, made it through August because they have special drip systems, which I don't have, and they really take care of it. They put the water right where it needs to go, and that's on the tree, just like you would do in big, major, giant orchards with thousands of acres and where they grow grapes for wine and all that. They have special watering systems in most cases. I know with the orange trees and stuff in Florida they do. It's pretty impressive. But it's a lot of lines to run, and that's quarter-inch line we were just talking to Sean about. So, you've got to watch out for your trees. But if you lost one, you start the process by going to RCW Nurseries, located at 249 and Beltway 8. They also have all the fall winterizers, or the fallerizers, winterizers, whatever you want to say, for your fertilizers. It's a different type of fertilizer mix you're going to use. You can talk to them and get the right information about what you need for your yard. That's RCW Nurseries, located at 249 and Beltway 8. All right, we're going to put this show to rest today. We've got the sports guys, the hardworking people, coming up and taking over here. We have the Jaguars and the Texans playing at noon. I don't have any more specifics than that. That's all they wrote here. So I will just, of course, leave it right at that, and that will be fine because you're going to hear a lot about it here in just about two and a half minutes. But I've talked a lot about pressure washing today. This is pressure washing time of year. We all need to do it. Now, you don't have to do it. You can hire someone who's really good at it. And Sunny Pressure Washing, you can call Matt, and he will take care of you when it comes to washing your home, around your swimming pool. We talked to a gentleman about his cedar siding. Whatever the case may be, you just hire him to get it all done. The sidewalks, the driveways. Make your house look good for the holidays. You got people coming, they're going to say, you know, it's nice to say when your kids come home and stuff, wow, Dad, the house looks really good. I remember growing up here. It looks good. You're keeping the house up. That's what you want to hear from your family, and you will, starting with a good power washing from Sunny Power Washing. So give Matt a call and find out how he can take care of your home. He's very reasonable, very good at what he does, and he's experienced, so he won't hurt any of your siding, roofing, whatever the case may be. That's Sunny Power Washing.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.